Rambam, Perchot Tesef of Shabbos, discusses at length the mitzvah of Kiddush, the mitzvah of Havdalah, both included in the Pasuk of Zachar Yom HaShabbos Takansha. In the very next parak, in Perek Lamed of Shabbos, the Rambam proceeds to discuss the mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim of Kavod and Oneg Shabbos. And the Rambam begins Perek Lamed in a somewhat unusual way. The Rambam writes the following, that Arba Dvarim Nemur B'Shabbos, that there are four different mitzvahs that one has on Shabbos, Shnayim in HaTorah, V'Shnayim Midivrei Sofrim V'Hem Mufurashin Al Yedei HaNavim. Two are Midaraisa, and two are Midivrei Sofrim. Min HaTorah, the Rambam writes, is Zarcha V'Shamar, Mufurashin Al Yedei HaNavim, the Rambam writes, is Kavod V'Oneg, Shenemar V'Karas L'Shabbos Oneg L'Kadosh Hashem Echubad. The Rambam writes, that is the totality of the four mitzvos of Shabbos. What's somewhat unusual is, why does the Rambam begin in that fashion? The Rambam Perachav Tes discussed the obligations of Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, the mitzvah of Kiddush, the mitzvah of Havdalah. Now you would expect that the Rambam should tell us that, you know, there's a mitzvah of Kavod and a mitzvah of Oneg. Why is it that the Rambam begins that Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos? What exactly is the substance of that hakdama? I would even raise the following issue. When you look in the very beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos, in Shoresh Rishon, the Rambam so vehemently objects to the position of Halachos Gedolos, because the Bahag seemingly includes Dinim Drabanan in Taryag Mitzvos. The Bahag includes Kriya Samegillah, the Bahag includes Ner Chanukah, and the Rambam writes, how can that be? How can it be that Taryag Mitzvos, Ner Moshe Misinai, even includes Dinim Drabanan? Then the Rambam raises the following question. And if indeed somehow you're going to justify Dinim Drabanan included in Taryag Mitzvos, so why does the Rambam only mention Ner Chanukah, Kriya Samegillah, and a select group of others? The Rambam writes, for example, what about Shnios Larayos, the Sugin Yevamos and Daf Chaf Aleph? The Rambam writes there are 21 examples of Shnios Larayos. So the Rambam writes that, realize that there should be an additional 21 mitzvos of Shnios Larayos if you're going to include Dinim Drabanan. So isn't it absolutely inconsistent? The Rambam writes, on the one hand, to count Ner Chanukah and Kriya Samegillah, on the other hand, to omit Shnios Larayos. That's a further hasada that the Rambam has against the Halachos Gedolos. The Ramban writes, you know, there's a simple teretz to that kasha. The mitzvah of Kriya Samegillah, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, yes, Divrei Sofrim. But those are independent. Those are standalone mitzvahs. There's an independent mitzvah of Kriya Samegillah. There's an independent mitzvah, I understand, of Ner Chanukah. When it comes to Shnios Larayos, those are independent Isurim. It should warrant in Sefer HaMitzvos a separate losasei? Certainly not. Shnios Larayos is not an independent group of Isurim, but rather it's an expansion of Arayos Daraisa. And therefore, it makes perfect sense that I might count independent Takanas Drabanan, but I'm not going to count Shnios Larayos a Gzeira, which is an expansion of. That's the teretz of the Rambam. So I would just argue as follows, that, you know, even the Rambam agrees in Lamdas with this comment of the Rambam. Because before the Rambam begins every series of halachos, the Rambam simply tells you the halachos, the mitzvos that he's about to discuss. So when the Rambam begins, for example, Hilchos Chanukah and Megillah, the Rambam writes, realize, I'm about to discuss two mitzvos midivrei sofrim, the mitzvah of Kriya Samegillah, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So when what we call the Pratei HaMitzvah, the Rambam includes even Dinim Drabanan as well. Let's assume you flip to Hilchos Yisuri Bia. The Rambam writes, what mitzvos am I about to discuss? The Rambam writes, 37 lavim, regarding to the Arayos. The Ram doesn't mention anything about Shnios Larayos. The Ram doesn't write that in his list of the mitzvahs he's about to discuss. So the Rambam in Pratei HaMitzvah mentions Ner Chanukah and Kriya Samegillah, but the Rambam in the Pratei HaMitzvah of Hilchos Yisuri Bia does not mention anything about Shnios L'Arayos. So if I ask you a simple question, why does the Rambam mention Erchanuk on Kriya Samegillah, and why does the Rambam omit Shnios L'Arayos? You know what the answer is? I'll tell you, the Rambam agrees to this fundamental position. And that is that there are certain dinim drabanan, divrei sofrim, divrei kabbalah, that are independent. And there are certain apples of dinim drabanan, or divrei kabbalah, divrei sofrim, which are an expansion of a din d'oraisa. So therefore, the Rambam is not going to count, so to speak, in the prati hamitzvah, shnios d'oraisa, separately, but the Rambam is going to mention Erchanuk and Kriya Samegillah separately as well. That, I think, is a pretty strong diuk in the Rambam. How is that relevant to our question? You ever take a look at the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos? So the Rambam, before he begins Halakha, tells you the mitzvahs that I am about to discuss. So the Rambam writes, Disur v'asiyas malacha, and the essay of Shabbosah. And the Rambam writes, the mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah. You know what is not there? Kavod and Oneg. Kavod and Oneg is not there. That, I would say, is a striking omission. The Rambam tells you the mitzvahs he's about to discuss, and the Rambam leaves out Kavod, the Rambam leaves out Oneg, the Rambam devotes two prakim, Perkei Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Hilchos Shabbos, to these dinim. Why doesn't the Rambam mention he's about to discuss Kavod and Oneg? You know what the answer is? I'll tell you, it's similar to Shnios L'Arayos. Kavod and Oneg are not independent. They're not independent mitzvos midivrei sofrim. But they're an expansion. They're an expansion. Just like Shnios L'Arayos is an expansion of the Hagdar of Arayos D'Araisa, the same thing is true when it comes to Kavod and Oneg. It's not like Ner Chanuk and Kriya Samegillah, which is a standalone, independent Takana D'Rabbanan, but rather it's an expansion. To what extent is an expansion? An expansion of what? Oh, so the Rambam, the Perek Chavtes of Hilchos Shabbos tells you that, look, you know, there's an obligation of Kiddush, of Havdalah, on Shabbos. What exactly is the essence of Kiddush and Havdalah? The Rambam is clear, there in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam writes, you know what you have to do? You have to set Shabbos apart from the Yimei HaChol. That's the essence, the Rambam writes, of the mitzvah of Kiddush. To see to it, the Rambam writes, Perech Havdalah of Shabbos, that Shabbos is a Shvisa HaNikeres. Shabbos is distinct. Shabbos is set apart. You know, the Rambam describes Uvda Dechol in Perech Chavdalet of the Shabbos. You do something that really is not so Shabbos dick. The Rambam describes it as being an Issa D'Araisa. An Issa D'Araisa. Because Shabbos has to be a Shvisa HaNikeres. It's not identical to, but it's similar to that Ramban in Parsha Zemar about the Essay to Shabbosah. That aside from what we're learning now, Melechei Shabbos, there's a world to Shabbos to see to it that you're able to preserve the Kedusha Siyam of Shabbos and set that apart from the Yimei HaChol. And that's what the Rambam writes is Kiddush, Zochrehu Zechiras Shevach. And it's not surprising at all that according to the Rambam Shita, Zochre Siyam of Shabbos L'Kadsho is not limited to Kiddush, but it even includes Havdalah as well. Against many Rishonim, against Aruch HaChaim. The Rambam writes that the Zechirah Shabbos is not just Kiddush, it's also Havdalah. That fits in so beautifully, the Shita say, that if the purpose of Zechirah Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is to set Shabbos apart from Yimei HaChol, very mistaken, no, Hamavdu bin Kodesh L'Chol is going to be part of that mitzvah as well. And therefore the Rambam writes, it's not only Bichnisaso, it's even Bitsiyaso as well. And not only is Kiddush a Din D'Araisa, but Havdalah also is a Din D'Araisa, the same pasuk of Zechirah Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So if I ask you that Shabbos has to be distinct, Shabbos has to be set apart, offset from Yimei HaChol, how is that done? I'll tell you the following. Well, midaraisa, you refrain from halacha. In midaraisa, there's an essay of Tishba, Shabbat, Ushmartim Esa Shabbos. Midaraisa, you're obligated to make Kiddush. Midaraisa, you're obligated to make Havdalah. All of a sudden, the Navi Yeshaya comes and tells us, you know what? Beyond that, beyond malacha, beyond Kiddush, beyond Havdalah, you know what? Mimso chefsecha, davar davar, kavod, oneg, lo yehi lukach b'shabbos, ki lukach b'chol, lo yehi diburu b'shabbos, ki diburu b'chol, Shabbos, speak differently, walk differently, dress differently, kavod, suda, what is that? What is that? Is that a standalone mitzvah, unrelated to? Oh, so that's a chiddush. Rav Slavichik once suggested that, no, you know what, kavod and oneg is an expansion of Zachar and Shammah. It's an expansion of Zachar Lishama. It's not just simply an absolutely independent din d'rabbanan in a vacuum, but rather it's our chava. It's an expansion of the mitzvah of Zachar and Shamar. The essence of Zachar and Shamar is to set Shabbos apart from, and all of a sudden Nabi Yeshaya says, and therefore, through an expansion, you have to make sure that Shabbos is distinct in how you act, how you speak, how you dress, how you walk, but all of that is part of the kiyum of Zachar Shem Shabbos Takatcha. So it's not surprising then when the Rambam now begins, Paraklamat Vokha Shabbos, and the Rambam is about to tell you the dinim of Kavanah and Oneg. How does the Rambam begin? With Zachar V'Shamar. Arba Dvaram Nemru B'Shabbos. Realize, look, you know, understand what Zachar is, understand what Shamar is, and now you'll understand what the role of the Navi was in formulating the dinim of Kavod and Oneg. And whereas when it comes to Kriyas and Megillah Ner Chanukah, the Rambam refers to that as a takana, the Rambam doesn't refer to Kavod and Oneg as a takana, The Rambam refers to Kavod and Oneg as a pirush. Arba dvarim nirum b'Shabbos. Shnayim min haTorah, v'shnayim midivrei sofrim, v'hem mefurashin al yedei hanaviim. Midaraisa Zachar v'Shamar, v'nisparshu al yedei hanaviim kavod v'oneg. The Rambam refers to kavod v'oneg not as a takana, drabanan, but as a harchava, as a pirush, because that's the essence of what Kavod and Onog is attempting to accomplish. And therefore, that's why the Ramban links. And therefore, yeah, when one observes the Shabbos properly with all of those aspects of, that is considered to be part of the Kiyum, the broader Kiyum of Zachar, of Shamar. And that's why the Ramban begins with our Arba Dvarim Nirum B'Shabbos. With this in mind, I'll tell you, perhaps you can answer the following kash. The Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yazayin discusses the chiyuv of Suda Shabbos and the chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah. Are women obligated in Suda Shabbos and Lechem Mishnah? This is what the Ran discusses, Daf Mem Dalet and Daf Beharif, where the Ran writes absolutely yes. Women are obligated in Suda Shabbos, women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah. Don't argue that it's a mitzvah seisha zman gram and women are exempt. On what basis? How do you know women are obligated in Suda Shabbos, or Lechem Mishnah? The Ran quotes Rabbeinu Tam. You ready? Chiddush. Afein hayo bosones. Afein hayo bosones. The Gemara has when it comes to Ner Chanukah, Dalakosos, Kriya Samigila. Rabbeinu Tam adds, what, every week? Suda Shabbos, Lechem Mishnah. Afein hayo bosones. After all, it's all keneged the nes of the man. And therefore, afein hayo bosones. The Ran writes the following. I agree with Rabbeinu Tam that women are obligated in Suda Shabbos. Women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah. But you don't have to come on to Afein HaBosomenes. Are women obligated in Kiddush? Absolutely yes. No, that's a Gemara Mufreshes, Brachas Tavchav, Shuas Tavchav. That's Zachar V'Shamar B'Dibrecha Nemru. Kol Sheishna B'Shmira, Yeishna B'Zachira. So women are obligated in. So if women are obligated in because Kol Sheishna, what do you have to come on to Afein HaBosomenes for? Kol Sheishna is not only true of Kiddush, but Kol Sheishna is true in the most comprehensive way, that if you're obligated in this, you're obligated in all aspects of. And therefore, the Ran writes that I agree with Rabbeinu Tam that women are obligated in Suda Shabbos and Lechem Mishnah, but v'lav mi tameh, you don't have to come on to a new reason. Afein HaBosones, the old reason. Brachos Tavchav, Kol Sheishna b'Shmir, Yeshna b'Zachira. So what's the horror of the Ran? If you have Kol Sheishna, you don't need Afein HaBosones. Okay? Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Kobit Shiurim Sachim Reish Yudalit. Rabbi Chanan raises the following kasha. How do you know women are obligated in Matzah at the Lo Seder? Why isn't Matzah Mitzvah Yisman Grama? So, a Gemara, no? Sachim Naf Mem Gimel. Kol Sheishno. The Torah equates this Rav Achilas Chametz to the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Kol Sheishna v'Bal Tocha Chametz Yeshu Kama Chametzah. So when it comes to Pesach, Kol Sheishna. How do you know women are chayv in Dalakosos? You know what the answer is? Sachim Kukes. Afein HaBosones. So what is the Ran saying? What is the Ran's objection to Rabbeinu Tam? If you have Kol Sheishna, You're good. That's sufficient. You don't need any other reason. And therefore, what do you have to come on to Afina Bosones if you already have kosher Yishnah? Don't you see from the Lo Seder that's not true? Women are obligated in the mitzvah of matzah because kosher Yishnah. And yet, why are you obligated in Dalakosos? The Quran does not say because kosher Yishnah. You need a new reason of Afina Bosones. So how can the Ran object to Rabbeinu Tam and say that if you have kosher Yishnah, it's all-inclusive, it's all-encompassing, you don't need Afina Bosones? Rabbi Nachman writes, that's not right. That's not right. How can that be? What was the kasha of the Ran against Rabbi Natan? So I would just add the following. That was the kasha. That was the kasha of the Ran against Rabbi Natan. Women are obligated in matzah. Kol she'eshna. Why women obligated in dalakosos? What's true? Matzah is true of dalakosos? You mean that what? Dalakosos is an expansion of the mitzvah of matzah? And once it's clear that women are obligated in matzah, it's obvious to us that they're obligated in dalakosos? Of course not. So therefore, one reason is necessary for matzah. Another reason is necessary for dalakosos. What right do you have to assume what's true of one is true of another? But, and Shabbos, kol she'eshno, b'shmi'eshno b'zechira, means women are chayv and zachar and shamar. And when the Rambam describes now these dinim of Suda Shabbos, Lechem Mishnah, Kavod, Oneg, Vein Mefurashna Yidei Nevi'im. These are not standalone mitzvos, but this is an expansion of. That's the horror of the Ran. I agree when it comes to Pesach and the Lo Seder. Just because you have kosheishon when regarding matzah, that doesn't relate to dalakosos. But the kosheishon of Shabbos is going to relate to everything that implies. If these are absolutely independent takanos, you're right, then I would argue that you need another reason. But that's not true of kavod and oneg. Vein mefurashin al yedei nevim, this is not a takana, this is a harchava. And therefore, if women are obligated in zachar, which means the shvisa, hanikeres, and everything that implies. So when the Navi Yeshaya asked to that these dinim, part of kavod and oneg, which embraces suda. Oh, so therefore, the Ran writes, you don't have to come on to any other reason. Kosheishno is sufficient, even in that case as well. And therefore, the link between Zachar and Shamar, Kavod and Oneg, and that's why the Rambam in Prati HaMitzvah does not count Kavod and Oneg independently. And that's why the Rambam begins, right, informing us of the essence of Zachar and Shamar as part of the dinim of Kavod. And Oneg. So when you look in those Rambams, Kavod and Oneg, the Rambam doesn't write so explicitly, but you get a clear indicator as to what exactly is the difference between Kavod and Oneg. What is the difference? Kavod to pay honor, yes, and Oneg to delight. But what exactly is the technical difference between Kavod and Oneg? So there's a brief comment that the Gon has, the very end of Hilchos Yontif, Tavkuf Chavtes, where the Gon writes the following. You know, when a person delights on, during the day of Shabbos, that's the mitzvah of Oneg. That's Oneg Shabbos. Kavod is the hachana miba'od yom. You're expecting a prominent guest. You don't wait until they arrive and now you start preparing. The hachana miba'od yom, anticipating the arrival of Shabbos, that is considered to be the mitzvah of kavod. So therefore, Oneg refers to, for example, the Suda Sayyom of Shabbos, and the Hachana of the Suda Mibod Yom, that is considered to be a form of Kavod. You see that going like it's striking. One line speaks volumes. You know, you look back in the Rambam, Perakei Hilchos Shabbos, Perak Lamed Hilchos Shabbos, you know what? It's unbelievable. Every example the Rambam gives of Kavod is Hachana Mibod Yom. And the examples the Rambam gives of Oneg is on Shabbos proper. Right, that comment explicitly in the Gon is some meduyuk when it comes to the Rambam Shita. You know why this is a chiddush? Because maybe one would have argued as follows, that you know what? Hachana for Shabbos. Hachana for Shabbos is just a typical hechsher mitzvah. There are mitzvahs that you have to do on Shabbos. And they're full of course. If a person is not going to prepare on Erev Shabbos, he will not be able to delight and bestow it on Shabbos itself. So maybe one would argue that, you know what, preparation for Shabbos is just simply necessary, it's pragmatic, practically speaking, of course, one must, No, but more than that. If there's a mitzvah of kavod, you see that the pasuk is going out of its way, v'kadosh Hashem mechuba, to tell you that hachana for Shabbos is not just simply a typical hechsher mitzvah, but rather a hechsher mitzvah hakosu b'kra. No, that's the Netziv's chiddush. No, the Netziv in Shulta Aleph, later Kuf Samach Tes. The Netziv writes the following: look throughout Chumash, you're going to see something stunning. That there are certain types of preparation that are not mentioned at all in the Chumash. The Torah tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Triya Lechem. But how you prepare for Tkiya Shofar, you secure the shofar, you fashion the shofar, everything else that entails, there's no pasuk whatsoever. But sometimes it's surprising, the pasuk underscores what I would have thought is just the Hachanas HaChefza. When it comes, for example, to mezuzah, the Torah doesn't mention anything about kviyas ha-mezuzah, to erect the mezuzah, but the Torah says, uchsavtam, writing the mezuzah. That's striking. I would have argued that writing a mezuzah is just hachanas ha-cheftza. That's how the Torah describes the mitzvah of. When it comes to tzitzis, the Torah tells us, v'oslim tzitzis, gedilim taseh. The pasuk describes the asiyas ha-tzitzis, not merely the levisha. When it comes to sukkah, we discuss this at length, no? Or the mesecha sukkah. The Torah doesn't only mention yeshiva b'sukkah, but taseh, asiyas ha-sukkah, taseh me'asoy. That's the shultus, kuf samach tes, because shultus begins that chayiv inish lemevat mitalos l'meisava. You have to construct the sukkah. That's part of the mitzvah. Asiyas ha-sukkah, l'furish and rashi, makas tabchesam and aleph. The asiyas ha-sukkah is b'chlal ha-mitzvah. Why exactly is that true? The answer is because the Torah goes out of its way and underscores the hachana. Realize that's new Haggadah. That's something which is called a heksher mitzvah, hakosu b'kra. And that has properties of a mitzvah itself. It's not just considered to be just secondary preparation. For example, the Shultos writes that for this type of hachana, a heksher mitzvah kasa b'kra, I'm going to apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosin b'shlucha. If the Torah doesn't underscore hachana, as long as it's done, that's sufficient. Who and what and where, how the shofar is prepared, let the Baal Tokei worry about that. But if the Torah underscores the act of, and that is the hachana, then we apply a principle mitzvah yosin b'shlucha. And then the Netziv writes, take a look at the Gemara Kedushin of Mem Aleph, right? The Mishnah tells us, Ha'ish Mekadesh, Bo Vishlucha. The Gemara's bother. You need a Mishnah to tell you, Ish Mekadesh Bo. Let the Mishnah simply say, Ha'ish Mekadesh Vishlucha. But you think you can't marry yourself? Ish is his only Ayde Shliach. No, the Seder is critical. Because Mitzvah Bo, Yosef Vishlucha. So ask you a simple question. Now, the Rambam Shita is that Ishus is a Mitzvah. Ishus is a Mitzvah. The Raman Sefer Mitzvah, aside from Puruvu, has a mitzvah of Ishus. Okay. So, mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho. But let's assume, according to the Ran, according to the Rosh, that there is no mitzvah of Ishus. Ishus is just a heksher mitzvah. So I guess you see a stunning fiddish, and that is that even to a heksher mitzvah, you apply the principle of mitzvah b'yosu b'shlucho. That's our the Netziv. Does this apply to every heksher mitzvah? No, it only applies to a heksher mitzvah kasa b'kra. So I would say mitzvah bos mishlucha for asiyas ha-sukkah, for asiyas ha-tzitzis, for ksivas ha-mezuzah, for ishus, because it's heksher mitzvah kasa b'kra. Oh, and that's the chiddush that the Netziv writes is true when it comes to preparing for Shabbos. It's not just pragmatic that if you don't prepare an erev Shabbos, you won't be able to be so at bishabbos. But what do you mean? That's the mitzvah of kavod, and therefore mitzvah b'yosu mishlucho. And something stunning. You know what? When you look at that Gemara, in Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara says when it comes to Ishus, Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo v'shlucho, and the Gemara gives one more example. Guess what the example is? Hachana for Shabbos. Hachana for Shabbos. No, exactly. No, that Hachana for Shabbos is another example of mitzvah bo yosu b'shlucha. Let's say, according to the Rosh, according to the Ran, despite the fact that it's not an independent mitzvah, it's only considered to be a heksher mitzvah. Heksher mitzvah kosu b'kra. But that's striking then, when it comes to cases of such heksher mitzvah, that already is called a tchilas ha-mitzvah.
And that's the status of preparing for Shabbos. So when you look in the Rambam, there's something stunning. It jumps, no? Perakei, Paraklama, Kavod, Oneg. There's one mitzvah that the Rambam describes in both Prakim, Perakei and Paraklama. There's an overlap. And that's the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos. The Ram describes that in Perakei and in Paraklamed. And when you look at how the Ram describes it, again, it's so meduyuk. When the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Oneg, the Rambam describes having the Ner Doluk B'Shabbos as the mitzvah of Oneg. Having the candle burning on Shabbos, being soed, keneged, Ner Shabbos, that is the mitzvah of Oneg. When the Rambam describes the Dine Kavod of Ner Shabbos, the Rambam describes Din Kavod of Shabbos. That's the Hadlaka Mibod Yom. Wow. In other words, according to the Rambam, two dinim, two halachos, two kiyumim in Ner Shabbos. To have a Ner Dolok B'Shabbos is the mitzvah of Oneg. But the Hadlaka Mibod Yom, the Hadlaka Mibod Yom is Kavod. So if a person is to ask you the following, why is it that you ben shlich before Shkia on Shabbos? So if a person is going to tell you the obvious answer, because, are you crazy? You're going to wait until Shabbos delight. Until Shabbos deraisa. That's true, but that's not the full answer. The reason that you're madlik the Ner Shabbos mibod yom is because that hadlaka mibod yom is considered to be the mitzvah of kavod. It's not just simply because he have shabbinin achim. That is the mitzvah of kavod. That's how the Rambam describes. So the Rambam has two dinim, two kiyumim when it comes to hadlakas ner Shabbos, a kiyum of kavod and a kiyum of oneg. And the hadlaka mibod yom is because of that exact chiddush. If you look in the hakdam of the drisha to the Tur Yoredeya, it's written by the son of the drisha. He writes this the name of his mother. That's the reason that you have hadlaka mibod yom, kavod. Anafkamina. Well, what about Anyantiv? If the only reason that you're madlik the Ner before Shabbos is because of an Isra Malacha, you know what? There are ways that one could extend the flame, even Anyantiv itself. So if the mitzvah is only one of Oneg Yantiv, so therefore, Anyantiv proper, after Tzeisak Ochavim, you could go ahead and extend the flame for the purpose of Oneg. But if the purpose of Adlak Mibod Yom is for the mitzvah of Kavod, the Rambam writes in Perek Vav Hilchos Yontif, Kishem Shechayav Mechabit Shabbos Longo, that just as there's a chiv of Kavod and Oneg on Shabbos, the same is true when it comes to Yontif as well. So therefore, we insist on a hadlaka mibod yom even when it comes to Yontif. You know, that poses somewhat of a problem, because we who in Chutz Laretz have a second day of Yontif. So what are you going to do? You're going to bench lift early on the second night of Yontif? That's doing malacha and hachana on Yantav Rishon for Yantav Sheni that one cannot do. So inachinami, sinachinami. That's exactly what the Drisha points out. That, you know what? For Yantav Sheni, we don't have a choice. We're going to wait until Tzeis. But on Yantav Rishon, be madlik mibod yom in order to salvage the mitzvah of kavod. There's a Tosfos in Beitzah, Chabezam and Aleph. You know what Tosfos writes? That in their time, they used to be madlik mibod yom even on Yantav Sheni. Even on Yantav Sheni. How? No, simply, they didn't have electricity. You know, Shki is at 6. But it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Yantav Rishon. It's getting very dim in the house. There was a tzorech of ner on Yantav Rishon. For them, that there was a tzorech of neros on Yantav Rishon, they could light because it's necessary for right now. And once they're lighting, they could salvage the Kiyum of Kavod as well. That's not called doing Malach and Yantav Rishon or Yantav Sheni, if there's a Tzorech right here and now. You know, the whole secret there of Tashilin. If guests were to come right now, you would feed the food right now, and this is called a Tzorech Hayom of Yantif, not of Shabbos. Here Tosfos says it's Mamish Tzorech, not just Tohil. It's dark in the house, and therefore we can light now. We, who are not lighting because of illumination, you know, we're going to wait until Tzeis and Yantav Sheni, but Yantav Rishon, have a hadlaka, which is Mibod Yom, because that is the mitzvah of Kavod. So So two kiyumim, ooh, in Er Shabbos. You know, Tosus writes, that's clear. Tosus writes, the mitzvah of oneg is clear from the sugya. The Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Dalet, ein madlikin be'itron. Don't use a foul-smelling resin for the purpose of Ner Shabbos. Why not? Rechora. What's the rechora? What's the concern? Shabbos Chafei Mabeis. Shemi Yenechen Aviyetzin. Oh, if it starts emitting a foul odor, you're going to leave. So the Gemara says, so leave. Wait, you have to stay in the house all the Shabbos? So leave. No. Hadlaka Ner B'Shabbos Chova. What does that mean? No. You can't light and leave. Tosus writes, the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is mitzvah of Oneg. And you have to derive benefit from the candles burning on Shabbos itself. If you're going to light and leave, that is not the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, because there's a mitzvah of Oneg. Mefurish and Tosus that Hadlokas and Ner B'Shabbos is considered the mitzvah of Oneg. And, a Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Noach. V'karos l'Shabbos Oneg, zu Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos. Mefurish, Medrash Tanchuma. That's Oneg. And what about Kavod? Ooh, I'll tell you Yerushalmi.
Tosa says 2 days, it's like stunning, no? Because you go through Shas, you never find a bracha in Hadlokas and Eros.
So Tosa says 2 days. Not 2 days in Tosa, Shabbos Chafei Mabeis. Whether there is a bracha on Hadlokas and Eros. Whether there's a bracha on Hadlokas, but where we grew up, of course, no? Of course. Go tell your mother there's no bracha of Lahadlik Ner, no? Oh, 2 days in Tosa, the Mordechai writes no. A Yerushalmi, Hagos Maimonos and Perakei Vochah Shabbos, close to Yerushalmi, that yes, there's a bracha. Interesting. And what's the nusach habracha of Yerushalmi? Lahadlik ner lechvod Shabbos. Lechvod Shabbos. Because this ma'is hadlaka mibod yom, that's the mitzvah of kavod. So the Rambam writes, realize there are two kiyumim. Two kiyumim when it comes to Ner Shabbos. There's a kiyum of kavod, there's a kiyum of oneg. The Hadlaka Mibod Yom is not just simply because you really have no other choice other than. No, but that is the mitzvah kavod. As Hechsha mitzvah, Kosev Akra. So this Rambam is like stunning, the Tukiyumim. And maybe this is very relevant for Nirchak. The Gemara tells on Shabbos, Bafalaf Mabeis, the Gemara quotes the Braisa, that mitzvasa. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Mishetishka Chama Shetich L'Regam Anashuk. Tishka Chama, the Rambam writes, sunset, roughly 4:30. Oh, the Machaber quotes the Mordechai. Now, Tishka Chama there means Tseisa Kochavim, right? Later, 5:15, right? And many different practices, when exactly to light, Shkia Tseis, somewhere in between. But Mefurish Machlokas, the Rambam Mordechai, exactly how to read the Gemara. The mitzvah begins me Tishishka Chama. How long does it extend? Ad Shetich L'Regam Anashuk. Ad Shetich L'Regam Anashuk. The purpose Kli Pursum Nisa, and therefore, as long as it can be seen by others. Once already the streets are empty, then not. Mefurish in Ritva. Take a look. The Gemara doesn't say a half hour. The Gemara doesn't say an hour. The Gemara doesn't say 2 hours. The Gemara says, Tich L'Regam Anashuk. Why? Because the Ritva is Mefurish. It all depends on time and place. Tich L'Regam Anashuk. So in the Rambam's time, Tich L'Regam Anashuk was like about a half hour. Because a half hour after Shkia, you wouldn't dare find yourself right in the streets. It's pitch black. Right? For us, Tich L'Regam Anashuk. Hours, now, Mefurish in Ritva. That Tichla Regam Anashuk. Now, that's the shear. So see to it that it really burns. It burns. And it considers to burn significantly. So that's really the mitzvah. Mitzvah semishetishka chaman shetichla Regam Anashuk. So the Rambam writes, the Chorda Raposhut. Now, Perek Dalev Hilchos Chanukah. What's the earliest time you can light? The Rambam writes, mishetishka chaman. 4:30. You light at 4 o'clock. You light at 4:15. You're not Yotzei. You used a whole cup of oil. It burns for 10 hours. You're not Yotzei. What do you mean? The hadlaka has to be Mishetishka Chama. Ashetich L'Regam Anashuk. You light a minute before. You're not Yotzei. And all of a sudden, take a look at the Rashba. That's Sugya. Shabbos Chafa from the days. Yeah. You have to light Mishetishka Chama. That's not what the Braisa says.
The Braisa says mitzvasa. What does mitzvasa mean? The kiyum ha-mitzvah. The kiyum ha-mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is mishatishka chama shetich l'regem anashuk. That is the window of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. When do you light? Uder Ashma Mefurish. You can light mibod yom. You can light mibod yom. You can light at 4 o'clock. Look, if it goes out at 4:15, you're in trouble. But if you light at 4 o'clock and it burns, mishatishka chama, you're yotze. You're yotze. The Bryce is not addressing the Shas Maisa Vaka. The Bryce is addressing the Shas Kima Mitzvah. Mitzvasa, mitzvasa. Not mitzvah Havaka, but mitzvasa. The Kiyum, mitzvah Ner Chanukah. There are two different ways of reading that Bryce, the Masechah Sofer. Does the Masechah Sofer address when you light or when you fulfill the mitzvah? So the Rash Rashit is, you can light at 4 o'clock. And as long as it burns, you're good to go. And the Rashba writes, I'll prove to you that that's true. That the Mais Havaka does not have to be at the time of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. So the Rashba writes, number one, Maishna Mishabbos. Ooh, Maishna Mishabbos. There's a mitzvah, Onik Shabbos. And Onik Shabbos is Shabbos. And you light Mibod Yom. So just like every week you light Mibod Yom, even though that is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah will be fulfilled subsequently. What's good for Shabbos is good for Chanukah. Now that's the Rashba. Maishna Mishabbos. And then the Rashba writes, and what is the Rambam going to do with Shabbos time? Shabbos time. You're going to wait until Shkia light, Rachman al Islam. You're going to light Mibon Yom. So the Rashba writes, guess what? That's not exceptional. That's always true. You always have a right to light Mibod Yom, as long as you see to it that it burns. Mishatishka chama shetich l'regem anashuk. Those are the two kashas the Rashba has against the Rambam. Ooh, so kasha number one, Maishna Mishabbos. Ooh, that's great. No, that's good. No, the Rashba assumes that Ner Shabbos is a mitzvah of Oneg, and Havlaka Mibod Yom is a raya mochachas, that you can have a maisa mitzvah detached from any kiyum mitzvah. A Maisa Mitzvah now with a pending Kiyum HaMitzvah. And if that's good when it comes to Shabbos, that's good when it comes to Ner Chanukah. You know what the Rambam would write? No. Arba Dvarim Ner B'Shabbos. Hadlaka Saner on Shabbos is not just a mitzvah of Oneg. It's a mitzvah of Kavod. It's a mitzvah of Kavod. And therefore, Shabbos is not an example where you can have a Maisa Havaka divorced from, detached from, void of Kiyum HaMitzvah. There's a mitzvah of kavod on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of kavod on Yom Tov. There is no mitzvah of kavod when it comes to Ner Chanukah. There, the entirety of the mitzvah begins, Mishatishka Chama, and therefore, the Rambam writes, it's inconceivable that you can light detached from any Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Maisa Hadlaka must be at the time of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Elamai, on Shabbos, there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah. That's the Chiddush of Kavod. And that is true on Shabbos, but certainly not true when it comes to Chanukah. So the Rambam perfectly consistent that the Mais Hadlaka has to be the time of a Kima Mitzvah. On Shabbos it is. But if you're Madlik Mibyom on Chanukah, it is not. And therefore, that would not be sufficient regardless of how long the candles continue to burn. And what about Shabbos Chanukah? Shabbos Chanukah. The Rambam's going to admit, no, that you're not going to wait till 4:30. You're going to light at 4 o'clock. So the Rashba, if it's true, then it's true. So what exactly is the answer to? You know, if you look at the Me'iri in that sugya, Shabbos Chof Aleph, it writes very simply, Ein Danin Efshar Mi Efshar. What do you mean? On Shabbos, you don't have a choice. On Shabbos, you don't have a choice. Yeah, when push comes to shove, if you don't have a choice, okay. So Chazal granted us that license, that dispensation. But that's not true when it comes to a typical day of Chanukah. And therefore, who says what is true, what it's Efshar is true, but Malkom Shefshar? But maybe a further possibility. You know, the first sugya in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, is the sugya of Kavsa. A person goes ahead and lights in their Chanukah, you know, anticipating that, you know, it is going to burn. And all of a sudden, it becomes extinguished. It becomes extinguished. So the Gemara is deem, Zakukla or Kavsainu Zakukla? Do you have to relight or no? Do I assume, look, it didn't burn during
the prescribed amount of time, so you're obligated to go ahead and relight. Kosher shah to relight with the bracha. It didn't burn for the appropriate duration. Or during it, that's not true. That's not true. That one indeed is yotzei. The Beis Halevi discusses, even if you assume the kavsa eino zakukla, should one be lighting again mishum chshad? Maybe it's no worse than the case in the Gemara of Mishayeshlo Shnei Psachim. A person has two doors. Every door should be covered because Haroa Omer, no? A bystander is going to look and say, oh, there's nothing here. So imagine you light, and 10 minutes later it goes out. What about Haroa Omer? So maybe one could argue that everyone agrees. Bottom line, one should relight. But Zakukla means it's necessary to relight for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And Eino Zakukla means it's necessary to relight just simply because of secondary concern of Chshad. Maybe yes, maybe no. But Kavs Eino Zakukla. That's how we assume. It becomes extinguished, your yotze. Okay. Let me ask you the following. I'm a furish, and Tafrei Shayin Gimel. Let's say like the Rashba. You can light me bodhi. Shkiz at 4:30. You can light at 4 o'clock. You light at 4 o'clock. It goes out at 4:15. So I say, oh, you know, you have to do something. And you turn to me and say, what do you mean? What, the first sugya? Yeah. No. Kav Seinu Zokokla. It just went out. So I'm going to tell you, yeah, of course, Kav Seinu Zokokla. Kav Seinu Zokokla, if it was burning during the appropriate time. The Rashba's Chiddush Ikimadik Mibod Yom does not mean that you fulfill the mitzvah Mibod Yom. It means that the Maisa Hadlaka does not have to be at the moment of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. If it was burning during the Kiyam HaMitzvah, Kav Seinu Zokokla. So if you lit it 5 o'clock and then it went out, Kav Seinu Zokokla. You lit it 4 o'clock hoping it's continued to burn, and guess what? It went out at 4:15. Shki is at 4:30. You're going to say Kav Seinu Zokokla? No, the Rashba agrees. Mitzvasa Mishatishka Chama. The Rashba just simply said you can light now to fulfill then, but you can't light now to fulfill now. And therefore, Kav Seinu Zokokla, obviously, no? If it was burning, B'shas Kiyam HaMitzvah. But if for whatever reason you're a Madlik Mibin Yom, that's not true. That's not true. So comes along Mechaber and writes something stunning. Tuf Reish Ayin Gimel. Stunning. It's Friday afternoon, and you lit the Ner Chanukah at 4 o'clock, and it went out at 4:15. You know what the Mechaber writes? Kav Seinu Zokokla. You don't have to relight. Not true on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, 4:15, Kav Seinu Zokokla. That's like stunning, no? What do you mean Kav Seinu Zokokla? I lit the Ner Chanukah. You know what? I didn't even bench lift yet. I wasn't even Kabbalah Shabbos. It went out. No, technically speaking, we can talk about Shad, but technically speaking, Kav Seinu Zokokla, it didn't burn at the time of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. What do you see from that Mechaber? You see a stunning Chiddush, no? This is what Rav Tourtson, when the Talmid of the Briskera points out. You see from this Mechaber something stunning, no? And that's as follows, you know, the Rambam Shita, the Rambam is unwavering. A Maisa Hadlaka has to be at the time of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. That's not subject to negotiation. How is it a Maisa Hadlaka if there's no Kiyam HaMitzvah? So you have to light Mishatishka Chama. Otherwise, it's not called a Hadlaka Shal Mitzvah. There is no Mitzvah. A pending Mitzvah, that's not enough. Well, what do you mean? Your Malik Nibidom when it comes to Shabbos. Yeah, that's because there's a Mitzvah called Shabbos. That's called the Hadlaka Shal Mitzvah. So what do you do with Shabbos Chanukah? And Shabbos Chanukah are kind of stuck, no? You can't wait until the Kiyam HaMitzvah. You have the Malik Mibod Yom, but you can't divorce the Maisa Mitzvah from the Kiyam HaMitzvah. What's the answer? You know what the answer is according to the Mechaber? On Shabbos Chanukah, the Kiyam HaMitzvah is Mibod Yom. The Kiyam HaMitzvah is Mibod Yom. Shabbos Chanukah is not an example of a Maisa Hadlaka now with the Kiyam HaMitzvah, which is pending, which is subsequent. No. What makes it into a Maisa Hadlaka is the Kiyam HaMitzvah. But you're Madlik Mibod Yom. So the Mechaber assumes that must indicate that the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Mibod Yom. And that's why not any other night of Chanukah, but on Shabbos Chanukah, Kav Seinu Zokokla.
Which means that, according to Machaber, the Rambam Shita perfectly consistent. It's not called the Hadlaka Shel Mitzvah unless it's associated with the Kiyama Mitzvah. But you have it in all three cases. So you'll have it when it comes to a typical night of Hanukkah, because we insist that you're Madlib Mishu Tishkar Chama. And you'll have it when it comes to Hadlaka on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because the Hadlaka Mibon Yom is considered to be Hadlaka Shel Mitzvah because of the Mitzvah of Kavod. And on Shabbos Hanukkah, that's striking Chiddush of Mechaber. That it's not that, yeah, earlier or later, done in Efshe Miyeshe. It means that the Kiyum of Hadlaka begins earlier. And therefore, Kavsa, Eino Zakukla. And therefore, the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. So in many ways, no doubt, there are links between Hadlakas and Eros of Shabbos and Yom Tov. But in this point, they're very, very distinct. The Kiyum Mitzvah, of course, on Hanukkah is on Hanukkah proper, maybe with the exception of Shabbos Hanukkah. But when it comes to a typical Hadlakas and Eros, those are the Rambam's two dinim, the two halachos, the Kiyum of Kavod, the Kiyum of Oneg. And therefore, that is what allows for. And realize that, you know, the Rambam never mentions, when it comes to Hadlakas and Eros and Shabbos, that Hadlakas and Eros is an acceptance of Shabbos. An acceptance of Shabbos. You know, when you look carefully in the Rambam, Magid Mishnah points out here, in Perek Dan of Hilchos Chanukah, according to the Rambam never mentions even the mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos. According to the Rambam, Lo Matzinu Kabbalah Oseres. According to the Rambam, you don't even find the vehicle of beginning Shabbos early. Well, what about Hadlakas and Eros Mibon Yom? That's not an acceptance of Shabbos. That's just simply Kavod Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos. Magid Mishnah writes in Perek Dan of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam is against the Halachos Gedolos. The Rambam does not assume that Halachos and Eros makes it Shabbos. It's a Kiyum of Kavod. And Magid Mishnah writes, according to the Rambam, Shita on Shabbos Chanukah, Tadah B'Sheni Tadah Tadah Kodem, first be Madlik the Ner Shabbos, and then be Madlik the Ner Chanukah. If you assume the Hadlakas Haneros and Shabbos is a Kabbalah Shabbos, okay, you have no choice. The Shita of Halachos Gedolos. But Magid Mishnah writes, that's not true according to the Rambam. The Rambam describes that element of Kavod. Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out an incredible parallel. When you look in the Rambam's description of Kavod, the Rambam writes, you know what, that Rechitz is necessary. Right? You have to ready yourself for Shabbos. And the Rambam writes, "U Yoshev u'mitzape." And the Rambam writes that you have to really sit b'kovid rosh. And the Rambam writes, "Big day Shabbos tikkun habagadim." That's when the Rambam describes preparation of Shabbos. Now, I like the reverence that you have for Shabbos which is coming. Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out an unbelievable parallel that you don't realize it, but when you hear it, it like jumps. Now, the same way the Rambam describes preparing for Shabbos, the Rambam describes Hachana for Tefillah. You look at Hilchos Tefillah, even Hilchos Tzitzis, the Rambam describes them in the same way. How do you prepare for davening? Davening officially starts in 7:45. How do you prepare for davening? How do you prepare for davening? No? So you like running at 7:55? No. That the Rambam doesn't write. No? How do you prepare? What's the Hachana? The Rambam writes that no, Rechitza. No, the Rambam that Rechitza is Le'ikuva when it comes to Tefillah. No? And the Rambam writes Yoshiv and Mitzapeh. No, the Rambam writes you're there in advance, awaiting the start up. No? And the Rambam writes that Kovid Rosh. No? You're not shooting the breeze. You're not talking during davening. You're not talking before davening. Not like Kovid Rosh. And the Rambam writes the Tikkun HaBegadim, no, immediately Fnei HaMelech, no. You have to make sure that, you know, that it's an interview. No, it's the interview, no. Like, you know, you have to dress up. Immediately Fnei HaMelech, no. Well, these are dinim that the Rambam writes, that no. That you have to realize this is the privilege of Tefillah. What's amazing is that the four dinim that the Rambam stresses when it comes to preparing for Shabbos, the Rambam stresses when it comes to Hachana for Tefillah. Because the Tzad HaShavah Shebehem, it's not just the Tzad HaShavah Shebehem, no, it's the single din, no? And that is Hamid Lifnei HaShechina, no? Kavod Shabbos means, right, greeting the Hashras HaShechina. And that's the opportunity for tefillah, no? That kavana of amidah lifnei hashchina, Reb Chaim writes, that's not mitzvah srichas kavana. That's the essence of tefillah. That's the essence of tefillah, no? We can talk about mitzvah srichas kavana, we can talk about kavana pir shamilim, but the mindset of amidah lifnei hashchina, that's not answer, that's not secondary, that's not part of the prate hamitzvah. That is the essence of, no? And that Reb Chaim writes, that's obviously the ikuva, to the point that the Rambam writes, without it, it's eno tefillah. It's not even called a tefillah. It's not, is my tefillah good enough? No, it's not even called a tefillah without it. That's the essence of tefillah, is amini v'nei hashchina. You know, that's the tzad haShabbos shebehem, that we don't take Erev Shabbos so seriously, and we don't take hachana for tefillah so seriously, no? But we're consistent, no? And okay, you know, we rush into big Shabbos, don't realize that kavod is echshe mitzvah kasa v'kra, and rikars yoshe mitzapeh, and we pride ourselves if we're there within reason when davening starts. No, front and center. No, this is critically, critically important, no? This is amid lifnei hashchina, amid lifnei hashchina. And if one would realize what tefillah is, it's clear. How can it be understood in any other way? That's an unbelievable parallel. When you look in the Rambam, that how you prepare for Shabbos and how you prepare for davening, right? It's not just a tzad haShavah Shebehem, no, but it's a single din, no, of how it is that a person is makabel p'nei Hashem. That's something that's very, very important, always, always to bear in mind, no, and that's impactful. That's impactful, no. I can tell how you're learning by how you're davening. No? That's the Gemara Nida Dafayinu Abeis. No? It's clear. It's clear. No? That person doesn't know the sugya, you're not davening well. No? Because the Gemara writes, because Habla Holo Sagi. Right? Without that reverence for tefillah, right, you're not going to be matzliach. You're not going to matzliach in learning. You're not going to matzliach in life. No? Because that's critical. That's critical. And if you revere it, you revere it as an incredible, incredible privilege. So then, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, things start happening. And all of a sudden, all the shifos, everything falls into place. Something which is critically, critically important. But it's an amazing parallel that you find in the Rambam Shita. And it's something really to bear in mind. Now that, you know, in earlier generations, they were careful. Now there was like an Erev Shabbos Yid. No, it wasn't Shomer Shabbos. There's Shomer Erev Shabbos. No? And the hachana for tefillahs, and even if you're not among the chassidim harishonim of, you know, an hour before and an hour afterwards, you know, hours for every tefillah, but the least we can do, you know, is simply to see to it that our actions speak very loudly in terms of the reverence, the shifos, the kochos and nefesh that we have, to be able to express and to revere the opportunity of every tefillah and the opportunity of every Shabbos, of welcoming Kabbalah's B'nai Hashem.